Navajo Nation President Russell Begay announced the tribe has a signed contract to buy Wolf Springs Ranch for $23 million. That's approximately 16,000 acres located about 195 miles south of Denver. Begay says he's excited about multiple opportunities that'll come from the ranch, both commercial because of the rich grasslands on the property they'll use for beef and bison, and cultural.
For the nation, there's much that can be used for our youth in terms of getting back into nature, understanding some of the cultural teachings of our people, get more of our youth into ranching, into farming, those types of things. And we can have opportunity to expand our Navajo beef program, which has really garnered a lot of income revenue for the nation. Navajo beef is prime beef, not being sold in high-end restaurants. And this will give us opportunity to expand it and get more individuals, more ranchers, more cattle people involved. This ranch, the spine of it, has really restored a lot of what we've always felt has been culturally, historically been a part of the Navajo Nation history.
Begay says the land is filled with Navajo history, with ancient dwellings in the area, and filled with sacred meaning.
Once again, we own property in what was historically Navajo Nation land. Two of our sacred mountains, we have four, one in Arizona, one in New Mexico, and two in Colorado. And to have two in Colorado, our medicine people are saying, yes, that whole area used to be dwelled by our ancestors. Even in the 1800s, we had Navajo people herding sheep, making a living out in those areas. And so once again, they will buy it and occupy it and utilize it for our people. It's really exciting. Our nation is excited.
Begay says the purchase has not been a long time coming. It's only been 3 months since he pulled together a committee, hired real estate companies to look for lands in Colorado.
And I said, my priority is Colorado because that's where our sacred mountain is, and we don't have anything that we can point to and say, this is Navajo Nation land. So I made that a priority, even though we're looking at properties throughout the region. So we've been at it, like I said, for about 3 months and looking at a variety, at least 15 different ranches.
In the end, Begay says this was more than a business transaction, the purchasing of the property. From engaging with the ranch's previous owner to understanding the significance of restoring a place for his people was a moving experience for the entire Navajo Nation.
So I went up there with the intent of closing a deal, buying it, signing the contract, and on that day we spent from morning till late afternoon and we signed it with the owner. It was really good to have the owner there to get to know him, know his heart and how he invested himself and his family into this property and how it's utilized moving forward. And all of what he wanted really fits into how we look at land and we hold it sacred. One medicine man told me, he said, you know, we have been living as a nation in Arizona, New Mexico, and Utah, and we've been like riding a three-legged horse. But now with the purchase of this property in Colorado, now we're made whole. And once again, we can actually say that we are back in the four states where we have always been through the centuries. To hear that, to know that we made our people whole, our land whole, and to be able to sit there and on the property and look at one of our sacred mountains, that's going to be huge. That's a huge plus for us.
That was Russell Begay, president of the Navajo Nation, speaking about the contract to purchase Wolf Creek Ranch, more than 16,000 acres in Colorado.